The hit film from South Korea, Parasite, has added 3 Golden Globe nominations to its growing list of accolades. The movie's director, Bong Joon-ho, is a rising star, and NPR's Netta Ulaby recently had a chance to sit down and talk with him about what this year, marking 100 years of Korean filmmaking, means.
I caught director Bong Joon-ho at the end of a hectic publicity push. This must have been his 100th interview in a week, he said. And he and his interpreter, Sharon Choi, were a little slap-happy.
So with this interview, he wants to try not using any of the words he's been using so far?
Words director Bong is officially tired of include...
Class warfare. Very first idea and next project. And
Director Bong may also be getting tired of the word Oscar. It's widely speculated that Parasite could be the first ever foreign language film to win Best Picture at the Academy Awards.
Oh, 여기! 잡힌다!
진짜? 잡혔어?
This story about a rich family and a poor one sharing a house is already the year's highest grossing foreign language film. It's enraptured audiences partly for the actors' shining performances.
I set them free.
Director Bong Joon-ho says his style has everything to do with his predecessors.
Now we've reached the 100th year of Korean cinema, and I hope people will discover that Korean cinema has also had a lot of masters.
Like who?
So many, 200, 300 of list of film, but 접근성이 제일 좋은 거 두 개만 소개할게요. 여러분들이 쉽게 구할 수 있는 거.
But I will introduce 2 films that are very accessible and easy to watch.
The Housemaid by Kim Ki-young, the 1960s master.
The Housemaid came out in 1960. It remains hugely influential. Director Bong Joon-ho says the story is...
something similar to The Parasite.
If you've seen Parasite, you may recognize the story of an upwardly mobile family with an interloper in the form of the family maid. Grady Hendrix has seen lots of Korean movies. He co-founded the New York Asian Film Festival.
And she's this disruptive influence who's poisoning people with rat poison and having an affair with the husband and killing the kids. And it's this real gothic nightmare. And that spawned several remakes. It was a big hit at the time. It's an enormously influential Korean movie.
And helped establish a genre to which Parasite belongs.
This sort of drama of domestic gothic.
Scheming maids, people locked in basements, or bloody birthday parties may reflect the anxieties of a country where families remain divided across borders and class mobility is relatively new. Still, says Grady Hendrix, those fears are hardly limited to South Korea.
It's this real sense that the ice is very, very thin, and the raft of money you've built could go under at any moment.
Which brings us to director Bong Joon-ho's second film recommendation.
The Secret Sunshine. By Lee Chang-dong.
Secret Sunshine from 2007 stars 2 of the main actors in Parasite. It's about a widow's grief, and like Parasite, there's a shocking twist. All these movies face the fragility of what we'd call here the American dream, says Grady Hendrix, and perhaps that's propelled Parasite's success worldwide.
And if the movie has a thesis statement that's stated over and over throughout with all the subtlety of a concrete block being dropped on your head, it is that life laughs at your plans. Poor people shouldn't dream of being rich because you won't get there. Rich people shouldn't dream of safe because you aren't safe.
Still, director Bong Joon-ho says Parasite was intended to be bittersweet.
So I don't want to think that as a person or as a creator, I've become pessimistic about the world. But with Parasite, I really wanted to be honest. I didn't want to spread random hope to the audience. I really wanted to reflect the truth of our current times, and I think the ending of this film really reflects that as well.
And reflect them with a domestic gothic drama for the world. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.